Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and I'm happy to be back. This is my co-host, David Curry, and we have a special episode for you today. Crystal Poe is our dynamic leader that comes to us through Southern Life Group. She is actually the vice president of Southern Life, and super excited to have her today. She has spent several years serving clients, building teams since 2013, with a focus on life insurance, Medicare options, and retirement planning. Crystal approaches her work with a deep commitment to helping and educating rather than just selling. She's also responsible for recruiting, training, developing agents, as well as leading the productivity of her office team. Crystal holds a degree in marketing and logistics from Auburn University, graduating magna cum laude, and spent time with Walmart Logistics before transitioning into insurance. Her business acumen is matched by her heart for teaching, honed through 11 years in education and coaching. She holds both master's and specialist degree in education from Columbus State University, and was honored as Teacher of the Year at Franklin Forest Elementary in 2012. Crystal is known for her ability to connect, inspire, and lead, whether she's training agents, speaking at leadership academies, or working directly with clients. She works alongside with her husband, Nicholas Poe, a veteran in the senior marketplace, and is a proud mom to two exceptional student athletes, Cameron and Anna. Outside of work, she enjoys fishing and hunting with Nick and cheering her kids on at sporting events. Her passion and discipline and servant leadership makes her a powerful voice in our space, and we are excited to welcome Crystal to the episode today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Just wanted to say I love Orca. I love everybody at Orca. I love your high energy and just how y'all are with all your team. So I'm just honored to be a guest and be around you guys. I love you guys.
Well, we love you and, more importantly, love your accent. Just love that good Southern drawl.
Hey, it helps in sales every day, all day.
I know it. It just warms us up. It's easy rapport, isn't it?
It does.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for being here. We are excited to expand kind of what we've done on our podcast from the Orca family into our AmeriLife family. And like Lindsay just got done saying, from that long list of accolades, you are a shining star with the affiliate group we have with AmeriLife. So excited to have you on our show and expand our audience. So look forward to today. You always bring a big energy, and that complements at least my personality well. So you and Lindsay will have fun. Welcome back, Linz. The audience, I'm sure, is excited to see your smile and hear your smile through the microphone again this week from listening to me ramble on for about 25 minutes last week. Crystal, we will get going. Because I know we've got probably a lot to get through, and I know you can talk to us forever about your information and expertise and wisdom that you've learned through this business and from where you came from. And as always, guys and gals, we like to kind of theme the show off of a quote and kind of unpack that. So this week, and again, as usual, we ask our guest, Miss Crystal, about a quote that resonated or maybe she leaned into throughout her career that we go back to, usually in times of trouble or tribulation. And the quote that Crystal gave us is, if you work this business hard, it will be easy. If you work this business easy, it will be hard. So Crystal, I just want you to kind of talk to us about where that came from, why that has meant so much to you over the years, kind of unpack that for us.
Perfect. I'm going to start start off with the first part. If you work this business hard, it will be easy. When I first started in this business, it was a lot of guys doing final expense, and the goal was to write over 300 a week. And I consider myself a pretty smart girl. I work hard, and I'm seeing these guys go out, and they're writing over $300 a week. In my first month doing the business, I wrote $150 my first week. I wrote $225. I wrote $125. I was like, dude, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Like, I know I'm smarter than some of these people. I know I'm sweeter than some of these people. Like, why is it not happening? I'm knocking on doors at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting home at 11, 12 o'clock at night. Because I was a teacher, I only had the summertime to really make it work. And I worked real hard for about 3 weeks, okay? And then I went out on, and I didn't have as much training as I offer my people now at Come On, but I had no training. Nick Poe was always like, Crystal, you got this. You're smart. You'll figure it out. My fourth week I went out, I didn't follow the system. I didn't buy new leads. I worked old leads. And I hit a big zero 4th of July week, you know, a big zero. My only week I ever hit a zero, but I didn't follow the system. So what I did is Nick, when I came back home, my husband, and I'm competitive, he said, well, maybe you should just stick to your day job. Maybe you should just stick to teaching. Let me tell you, that fired me up. Now, my next week I went out and I wrote $635 in FE, monthly premium. I never look back, but it's a learning curve, guys. When you get into this business, when you're learning something new, you have to be coachable. You can't think you're all that. You got to be humble, and you have to ask questions. I learned a lot through what I was doing. I would say certain things when I got home, and Nick would say, did you call the insurance company and verify that it was Whole Life? And I'd be like, no. And he'd say, did you do this? And I'd be like, no. So you learn the thing. If you're not selling and hitting your numbers, it's because you're skipping steps. Okay. So I just want to tell you that there's the steps that we go through when you do a sales process. If you're not hitting your numbers, you're probably skipping steps. You're talking too fast. And the only way to get good at this, guys, in the beginning or every day, 15 years later, is to work hard. Because if you work hard early in this business, you're going to learn quicker and faster. So your $635 week is going to come in the fifth week, not the third month. So start off working hard and this business will be easy. Let me elaborate on that. Let's say you've been doing this business 3 months, 6 months, and oh, you've had three really good weeks and you've got money in your bank account and you go, oh, I'm going to take the next 2 weeks off. Don't do that, especially if you're, look, guys, just work every single week. Just put some effort into your work every week because that's going to trickle more business into the next week. So my advice is if you work hard, this job is going to be easy and you're going to get quick. You're going to get really good fast. The second part, if you work this business easy, it will be hard. You got some people that get in this job and they're like, oh, I'm just going to work one day a week. I'm just going to work 2 days a week. I'm just going to work 1 week a month. Guys, that's hard. Think about this. When you go on vacation and you come back and you're getting back in the rhythm or you've been off 2 weeks, even for a seasoned agent, it's a little hard to get back in your rhythm. Because I remember knocking on doors. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I forgot to do this. So my thing is, I've been doing this. I've been around it since 2005. I've been in the business since 2013. Guys, you can work more than 3 days. If your system's 3 days, nobody said you couldn't work Thursday and Friday, okay? So I work a little bit every day, and I work every week, and it's just easier if you're putting effort in. For example, if you go out and you're working every week and you have 2 weeks that are not that good, a good week's coming. A good day's coming. It's coming, but it's not coming if you're not working. So the best thing I can tell you to do for yourself and your family is just go to work. Just go to work. It's fun. Just make it part of your life. You're just going to work a little bit every week.
Well, and I love how you said, because that builds consistency. So just what you said, Crystal, even if you haven't had the best last 2 weeks, it's coming, right? Because you're building that consistent consistency. And then you're also building that muscle memory, right? It's just like, you know, if you go to the gym or whatever it is, just showing up at the door or making those phone calls, it's muscle memory. You're building that consistency and that starts to stack over time. And that's what in the end will give you the results that you're looking for.
You're right. If you're planting seeds and you're out working and maybe you didn't close a deal on maybe life insurance or retirement planning, they'll end up calling you back if you do a good job in the house. Just like I went on vacation for spring break. When I came back, I had my whole week full of referrals because I took phone calls. Guess what, guys? I was on spring break. I was on vacation. I was laying out at the beach enjoying myself. And guess what? I took a little time every day, 30 minutes to return phone calls to set that week coming back. So when I got off vacation, I already had people lined up to see on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So just put a little effort into your business every single day. It'll pay off big for you.
I love that. So let me shift gears here. Now, as far as you and for those of you that don't know her, Crystal and Nick have an agency together that they've grown since 2013. They've grown and grown and grown. What can you share with folks, especially working with your spouse, right? Working with your spouse. You've got your highs and you've got your lows, right? But what words of wisdom can you give to folks that maybe work with their spouse that have allowed you all to work effectively together? It's been a number of years that you all work together.
My husband started the business in 2005, so I've been around this business since 2005, although, you know, I got my license in 2012 and started working in 2013. I'll tell you this, I've been around a lot of agents and agencies and partners. It's actually easier sometimes to work with your spouse, and I'll tell you why. If you have a partnership with someone and they're not in the same household, and the money's not coming into the same household, and you're working it really hard these 2 weeks, and you have a partner that's not in the same household, it might get on your nerves that they're not working as hard as you for 2 weeks. But for me, it's fine. If I'm working really hard in the agency, then I know that Nick's taking care of things behind the scenes, like with the family or with the farm, and it's a trade-off. It can be a beautiful thing. You need to stay in your own lane. Sometimes Nick and I are working together, and I do a lot of Medicare, and he does final expense, and he's in charge of leads, and he'll come in my office, I remember, and he'll be like, "What do you think about this?" And I'm like, hey, this is mine. You need to stay. I'm not coming in your office and telling you what to do. So delegate out your responsibilities. You can listen to each other's ideas, but don't take over somebody's lane. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're excited about it, just I always say, hey, now, you need to stay in your lane. And he has to tell me the same thing. I'll come in and I'll be like, we need to do this. And he's an expert in leads. And he'll be like, Crystal, you need to stay in your lane. But, you know, it's all about communication. You got to communicate with each other, even if you have a partner that's not in your household. Communication and working together, and really just don't try to take over somebody else's lane. You know, if you just be in charge of your lane.
I love that. Well, just really leaning into your strengths. I mean, I know David and I, we've talked about this in prior episodes of leaning into what you're good at and then actually doubling down on what you're good at. Don't lean into, you know, some of your limitations, because that's just going to be that much greater as far as obstacles that you're going to run into. So I know that's been a big thing for David and myself just through, we had Chris Derry on a few episodes ago, and he really talked about the DISC and strengths and just leaning into your strengths. Because I think that, especially in a marriage, that's so important. And then when you're in a marriage and then you work together in a business, it just helps you to understand, okay, I'm good at this and he's good at that. And like you said, stay in your lane.
And I do drive him crazy because he's more laid back than me and I'm not laid back at all. And it is, but you know what? We love each other. That's why you got to marry somebody that you love. And that's why you got to be a partner with somebody that you love, because there's going to be days that if you didn't love them, you might divorce them, right? So that's the same thing in business. Work with somebody you love.
That's for sure. You know, it's funny. I was having a conversation with somebody a week and a half ago and we were talking about he tried to maybe, years ago, like 15, 20 years ago, work with his wife in the business. And as you know, you can butt heads. And typically we may have different strengths or different ways of doing things. And quickly that ended. You know, he's like, not there. And now 20 years down the road, there's been growth and understanding. And the question that he asked, I want to ask you, was we were just having a dinner where there were four of us at the table. And he said, and we were it was myself and him, two business owners, and then a husband and wife business owner on the other side of the table. And they've been working together. And he said, now, do y'all think that you're opposites? Because what I've found, and with the amount of work Lindsay and I have done with Dairy and DISC and the language, we've found that opposites attract, right? So like you say, he's going to drive me crazy. And maybe that might be why you love him, because he's a little, he's good at things that you're not, right? Like Lindsay is very good. You know, she is much more of the people person, which I said is why everybody is welcoming her back to the show, because they had me last week. Do you feel like you and Nick are opposite? Because that was a question. Like, do you think that husband and wife typically you find that they have opposite qualities or characteristics?
Yes, we have similarities for sure. I mean, that's why we enjoy being around each other. Right. But you're right. We're opposites, and he has skill sets that I don't have, and I have skill sets he doesn't have. And sometimes it drives me crazy because he doesn't have the certain skill sets I have, and I drive him crazy because I don't have the skill sets that he has. So you're right. I really believe you know, opposites attract in marriage, in relationships, and in partnerships. And you, like Lindsay said, lean on your strengths and say, hey, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm terrible at. You know, help me out here and I can help you here.
Yeah. And I love how you said, I'm going to frame this differently and speak to how it can be a great thing. Because I know when I was getting in the business, I was leaving and I was leaving close friends from close relationships in the golf industry. And a couple of guys said, oh, I just remember this, said, oh, you'll be back. You'll be back. And me being, you know, young and dumb. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I know what I'm leaving and I know where I'm going. Like, I ain't coming back. He's like, oh, you're going to work with your wife. Trust me. You'll be back. Trust me. But like you said, as a business partner, we all aren't great at everything, right? So even no matter who you are as a leader, whatever company, whatever industry you're in, and I've seen this from all leaders across the globe, they surround themselves. Maybe they do own the business by themselves, but they have put pivotal people in place that maintain a balance for them to be great at all aspects of things, right? Like maybe the bookkeeping, maybe the tracking, maybe the accounting, maybe the marketing. Maybe I'm just the people person. I'm a thought person. I'm a vision. People all can be great at different things, but it's going to be very hard to be great at everything. And you spend your time and your wheels just burning doing that rather than, like you say, running in your lane. So great advice for anybody. Now, I thought you were going to say something, but I want to go back to kind of what you said earlier, too, about the quote, right? The business. So listening to you, I'm the guy, and this is different, Lindsay. So, you know, the old Nike back in the 80s and us in the insurance, you may know the Art Williams speech. Just do it, right? Just do it and do it and do it. Or Nike. If you don't know Art Williams, Primerica, Nike, just do it. I'm the just do it right guy. Like, I want to do it. Like you were saying, for 3 weeks, I was doing it. I was just out there doing it. And then you learn to do it right. And there's been progressions. There's been such a progression for us in the business. And we've eliminated that training curve, you know, from like where we were as a business owner in 13 to where we are in 23. Are now 25, our process is so much cleaner. And the things that we've overcome are all documented now, so we can prepare a new agent. And that's something I know that you've done really well, because you've come up here and helped us, you know, helped us expand outside of final expense, expand our mind into the Medicare space, into the annuity space. You all have done such a great job with that at Southern Life. What has helped you, like, in all those aspects, right? You guys at Southern Life are great at all of those things. And frankly, we at Hype are working to get better in those spaces. We're as good as anybody's ever going to get at Effie. I mean, I really believe that. And we have a long way to go in these other realms. So when it comes to helping your client, what are some of the things that you've seen as you've grown? Because you kind of came into it with a one-track mind too, right? When you started, it was an FE deal. As you've transitioned, what has helped you expand what it is you're doing for the people you're helping?
Perfect. I want to say this, and I want to make this clear, okay? You got to be good at something first, right? And I'm just like you guys. I am you guys. I started the same system. Glenn Crabtree was my first friend in final expense. I started off just like you guys, okay? So I was out doing final expense, doing really well, doing that. We got to be good at one thing first, right? And that's where we make our money. So if you work 3 days and you are doing final expense and you are what I call a gifted student and you want to learn something new, okay, my biggest advice would be this. Don't stop what you're doing. You go do final expense Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And when you're learning how to do the Medicare, guess what, guys? It's okay to work an extra day. Set those appointments to go back on Thursday while you're learning a new project, learning something new. Maybe schedule one appointment for that day in your new line of business until you get good. So, and then you learn that really well. So our process is, I want you to be good at final expense. Then I'm going to teach you how to get good at Medicare. And then I'm going to teach you how to be really good at retirement planning. Well, this is kind of how it happened. When I was out in the field doing final expense and you would help somebody, right? You go in and they got a term product that's expired. And they didn't even know it was expired. And they go, the Lord just sent you here today. So they love you because you've helped them, right? Well, then they start saying, hey, do you know how to do Medicare? Like, I'm so confused. Do you know how to do that? Well, I am a teacher and I'm a student and I like to learn, right? It drove me crazy that I couldn't help my clients with something. So I started trying to figure it out. The good thing about me being a teacher, and I think that helps Southern Life, is I can figure things out and then I can break it down and teach it really easy to other people. So I think that's the skill set that I have, David, like we were talking about. That's just a natural thing that I have. So then I would learn Medicare and I would figure it out to help the client. It wasn't like I'm just going to sell Medicare Advantage, because some clients need Medicare supplement. Some clients just need help with the drug plan. So I learned how to help my clients because I love my clients. My passion is my clients. I love the people that we see. So I got really good at Medicare. Okay. And now I'm good at final expense. And now it's awesome because I can go into a mansion and make money. I can go into the ghetto with no money. They have nothing and I can still make money. Okay. So now I'm not mad when I'm rolling up in the really nice neighborhoods and you're like, oh, they're not going to buy anything. Those are your MedSup people and your annuity people. Okay. So that was I was loving that. And then I said, okay. Then some other guy said, oh, you're missing the boat if you're not cross-selling and doing annuities. So guess what? I said, okay, I'll figure this out. So I figured it out and doing it. But here's the good thing about what we do. We make a ton of money doing what we do, right? And sometimes people get caught up in flashing money. You should do this because you can make this much money. Guys, we at our agency, I train everybody, hey, if you help enough people, you're going to make a ton of money. And I go in with a servant heart and just, you know, I know y'all know how to help people with FE, but when you help people with Medicare and you can go in a house and sign them up for Medicaid and now they got free health coverage, you can sign them up to get their Part B premium, you know, paid, which is $185. a month, that opens up a window for final expense, right? You go in and help people get extra help on prescriptions because they don't know how to do it. And now they're paying $8 for a drug. They were paying $300 for a drug. Guys, this is life changing. You're helping those clients. They're going to love you. I have clients come to me because they don't even know how to turn on their Social Security check, but I do. I know how to help them navigate that hard process. I know how to help them sign up for A and B. I know how to sign up for Part B. There's a lot of stuff I know how to help my clients do that I don't get paid for that particular thing. But it leads me to the Medicare sale. It leads me to the retirement sale because they know I have a servant heart, right? Mm-hmm. If you do a good job for somebody on final expense, they're going to trust you to help them with Medicare. And if Medicare is a living benefit. So if it does what you say that it's going to do, they're going to trust you, and then they're going to be able to help you with their retirement. And I just want to tell y'all one thing, guys, the leads that you're working right now on final expense, you will not believe this, but I'm telling you, because I've been doing it. Those people do have retirement accounts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm telling you, they do. I mean, you just go into a regular house that somebody will have $500,000 and they're just living in a final expense house. It's because they don't know how to access it. So I just want to encourage everybody to keep learning products and keep getting better at your skill set. And then also, if you hire somebody and you train somebody, when you're training that person, that makes you get better. Because you're improving your skill set because you want to look good for them and you want to say all the right things. So just go to work. You got it.
That's right.
Yes. No, I love that because, you know, as I'm hearing you speak and thinking about, you know, so many of our agency in because we've been so laser focused on one thing and what a perspective shift, right? That you've had like, hey, I'm excited now when I'm in the big house, or I'm still excited when I'm in the final expense home because I have different avenues to still help serve my clients, right? And that's something to be excited about because, hey, I can still help them and I'm still driving the business forward.
Right. It's rare that I walk out of a house with nothing. Okay, because I have so many things to offer. Guys, if they're just broke and they can't afford a final expense, I bet you can help them with Medicare, right? That's another way to make money. If you're not doing Medicare, I want to encourage you to do that because, you know, on those weeks where final expense is not there, you might make your whole week on Medicare. And then I just want to encourage you to just keep learning. Keep getting better. Keep learning. How do you stay passionate in this business? I've been around it since 2005. I've been doing it since 2013. I love this business because you know why? If you listen to Lindsay talk before I came on, I did it all. I've already tried it all. I did it all. I've been corporate America. I've taught school. I've done it. There's no job in America that you can own your own business with a $300 investment and getting your license and go out and make the kind of money that we make. And sometimes I forget to talk about the money because I know when you're in the beginning, that's why you do it, right? We all get our insurance license not to go help people, not to go love on people. We get them because we need to make money, right? Sure. But after you work hard and the money's coming in, then you don't worry about the money anymore because it's coming in. Now it's like you're just serving people. That's how I feel. When I go out, because I've been doing it for so long, I don't have to worry about the money. I'm just showing up, smiling, loving on people and helping them. You know, and that time's going to come for you. You just got to work hard in the beginning.
Yeah, you're doing it, but you're doing it right. And one thing I was going to ask you real quick was just, you touched on it, but it's one thing we're kind of stressing too. As a new agent, as someone new to our business and industry, how important, scale of 1 to 10, do you think it's to do these things in the right time frame, right? Like next step. We talk about this a lot, taking our next step of faith, but it's like you reach this pinnacle. And you again come in and learn the one thing, and it's just like your trail, right? You came in, you learned the one thing, you got good enough at that to get a little more comfortable, and now it's what's next. And how important do you think that is, or what's that time frame look like for a new agent as they grow within the business?
It's really when they're ready. I'll say this. If you're doing final expense and it's just you and you're out there and you're writing 300 a week, 400 a week, 500 a week, and it's just like, it's so easy for you. Okay. Well, guess what? You might start to get a little bored. Mm-hmm. You might start to get like not as passionate. You might start to not click on the podcast. Guess what? When you're comfortable, when you get comfortable at what you're doing, it's time to do something else to stay passionate. It could be, I'm so good, I want to show off. I'm going to hire an agent and I'm going to train them. Okay. And that's going to make you step up because now you're organized. Now you're trying to remember, you know, back in the day, like what the things that you went through. And maybe you're going to get a passionate about bringing somebody in the business and training them. I love that. I love to do that for people and do that. So that could be your next step. Maybe you try that. Maybe you don't like training people. Maybe you don't have a teaching heart. Maybe you just like to work by yourself. And that's cool. That's great. Well, let's take it up a notch. Let's learn something new.
Okay? I love how you said, and maybe this is it, right? When you get comfortable, it's time.
Yeah.
Because we know, comfortability leads to complacency, and complacency leads to, and most time, failure. So I love to frame that up for us. I wanted to ask you, with your teacher background, because that's one of the things that we are working through, is being able to transfer knowledge, you know, and, you know, like you've had so much, and you said it, like, I have a gift of being able to take maybe a complex or a bigger item and simplifying that for someone to learn it piece by piece, rather than trying to figure out, as our president, Glenn Crabtree, would say, how to eat the elephant. You know, you got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. So you've been good at that. What are some of the things you've done for the agency there at Southern Life that have allowed for those steps to be easier as they want to grow?
Well, I want to compliment you guys on your boots on the ground. Like, I can teach and train all day, but the way y'all organized your boots on the ground and you did your videos, I think that's genius. I actually share that, you know, as a little, that's an extra thing. I think doing recordings that you're doing is good, but really keeping it simple, being repetitive. I did teach mathematics to middle schoolers and I needed to get good test scores. So we say the same thing over and over and over. And when I train people, they look at me like they're saying, I'm not dumb. And they're like, okay, I get it. I will just say the same thing over and over and over. I will teach you and train you to death. Okay. And you just repeat it, just like what y'all are doing. And we have steps, right? When we do final expense, in my brain, step one, get in the door. And there's a whole process in that. Step two, you got to build a friend. And there's certain things that you say there. Step three, we got to transition. And I say the same things every time. So when I train somebody, they sound just like me, which is funny. They'll start laughing at themselves. But I keep it simple, guys. I mean, when I want to get to know somebody, there's two questions I ask every single time. I keep it stupid simple and make sure you follow your system. It's like, how long have you lived here and what'd you do for a living? I say that every time. I'm not going off script. I'm going to say it every time. So get a system, get a cheat sheet in front of you. You know, when you go in a house, instead of all this binder and this big old flip book, I've got a little cheat sheet. Step one, check. Step two, check. Step three, check. And I tell my clients, I mean, my agents, stop worrying about selling. I got to a point to where I stopped worrying about selling. But you know what? I had a little bit of an attitude. When you fill this card out, I'm in my car. I'm walking up. I'm knocking on your door. You know what I'm going to do today, guys? I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do step one, I'm getting in. Step two, I'm making a friend. Step three, I'm transitioning. Step four, I'm doing an insurance review. Okay? Step five, we're going to get all the way. I'm going to quote you, even if you're looking at me mad. I'm going to go through the whole process. Okay, because I know that if I go through my steps and I do a good job through my entire process, the chances of me getting a sale is way better. Okay. I never fold my binder up and get mad and walk out of a house. I'm really just there to teach a lesson. I'm a teacher. I'm teaching my lesson. I'm going through my process. And if I go through my process and I do what I'm supposed to do, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to buy a product for me or get something for me if they need it. So, you know, it's just, you know, that's just how I train. And it's a process. So you keep it simple. Keep it stupid simple. Mm. You do the same thing every time and just love on people. And don't be in a hurry. If you're brand new, you're not being successful, you need to have a good attitude and you don't need to be in a hurry. I don't care if you're in a house for 3 or 4 hours. That means you're doing good. When an agent calls me and says they finished all their leads in 2 days, I'm like, you're not working hard. Okay. Don't worry about the sale. Get in there, present, because you're going to get to be a better presenter. Even if you're sitting in front of somebody, you feel like, oh, they're not going to buy. Who cares? Just present. It's not about you. That's another one of my favorite quotes. It's not about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about your time. It's not about you. It's about them. They filled that card out. It made it all the way back to your office and it got in your hand. Okay. Maybe you are supposed to be there. Just maybe you're supposed to be in that house and present to them. It's not about you. Okay. It's about people who fill these cards out. Go in there, treat everybody the same, whether they look poor or rich. Just do your job. Go through the steps and be there to help. And I swear, if you have that kind of heart, you'll get referrals. I mean, my goodness, you'll get referrals. If you love on people and you're sweet and you spend time with them and you educate them and you don't worry about yourself and you put their needs before you, I barely have to get any leads anymore because I get so many referrals. And that only comes from you being sweet and treating everybody the same, whether they buy, whether they don't buy, whether they look like they're going to buy or not buy. Just do your job and love on people and you'll have more money than you know what to do with. I promise.
Well, and really you're talking just seeing it all the way through, regardless of what they look like, if they got their hands crossed or they're not engaged, like just continue to move to the next step. Like how you said, I'm checking that box. Okay, I've done this. Okay, my next step, like see it all the way through. Don't judge it just yet. You've got to get to the very end.
And you know why I do that? Because when I walk out of a house and I've done my job, I've done everything that I do and I've bought that lead. Okay. Or I was given that lead and I come out of that house. I go, well, if they didn't take it from me, they're definitely not going to take it from somebody else. Like it's almost a game. It's almost a game. Like it's almost a game. Like even if I don't sell, I'm going to say, well, I said everything I was supposed to say. Every time I get in the car, I go back through myself when I don't get a sale and I'm like, oh, I should have said that. What could I have said? And if somebody's working with me, I'll ask them, could I have said something differently? Could I re-said that something differently? Did I forget to say something? I'll even look at somebody I'm training and they've been in the business 1 day, 2 days. And I'll be like, now, Tyler, is there anything that I missed? Or is there anything else that you would like to say or bring like your point of view to it? Because sometimes even that brand new person that's sitting over there might see what you're missing. So it's just fun. I mean, you know, just do your job. Don't worry about the sale. The sales are coming if you do your job and just follow the process and just get really good at presenting and overcoming objections. Even if you don't think they're bad, it's practice, right? Why are good baseball players really good? Because they practice and they swing that bat over and over and over and over. You just need to just do it right every time in every single house. And guess what? It'll pay off. You might get that home run. You might hit that big
one. Hit that home run. We had a good little game, didn't we, Crystal? I about threw my arm out. Had a wonderful wiffle ball field down there in Georgia. And it was
That's game. Right. Y'all hosting tournaments down there yet in that professional wiffle ball court you got?
We got one on May the 17th, end of school year party. All Cameron's friends are so excited.
Oh, baby. Yes, that is it. That is what it's all about, living life. Living life to the fullest. And I love what you say, right? When you bring the right heart, you know, people feel that. People feel the energy that you're bringing into the room. And it can be that simple, right? And you've become that holistic provider. So I would say that our lead is good enough to put us in front of somebody that as a holistic provider in the retirement space, that we are going to find an avenue that we can help you. And if you just to say this for the listeners, if you hear Crystal speak and you hear our terminology, it's not necessarily about insurance, and it's not about selling. It's about following a process. It's about having the right heart, having a helping heart to be there and really make a difference for that family. And it's about solving a problem for them. Solving a problem. Everybody has a lot of different moving parts, and this world creates change every day. And we're fortunate enough, the business and the industry we're in solves a lot of problems for these retirement folks, people at that age in their lifespan. So I want to ask you, Crystal, we're blessed and thankful for our AmeriLife family. You are a big, shining, gifted student within that AmeriLife family, leading a big movement that we have here. All that. You've been partnered, what is it, about 3 years now? Or
I think 3 years, three or four.
Close enough, yeah. So how has AmeriLife helped Southern Life? How have you all benefited from that relationship that we have with AmeriLife?
Okay. Well, we have worked with different agencies, okay? And it's so important to work with an agency or a group that you trust, okay? We have been around the business since 2005, and we had the privilege of working with Scotty Elliott at One Life. So refreshing. Christian guy, cares about your family more than he does your production. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. It's just refreshing, refreshing to be around leadership like that, that you can trust. Okay. Groups that you can trust. We're trying to help each other. We're not trying to recruit from out from under each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as soon as Scotty Elliott went to AmeriLife, when we were with One Life, we said, hey, we're going. Like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out because of their leadership there. It is so nice when you're a principal or when you own an agency. It is so nice that, hey, I can trust Orca to pour into my people. They're not going to try to recruit for me. We're all on the same team. Okay. Hey, I can trust Crystal to talk and feed into our agents. I know that she's always going to, you know, respect us and be there for us. Just the trust aspect, you can be so much more productive when you are working with people that you trust and that have your best interest at heart. I mean, you can be more productive. Does that make sense? And I'm a team player. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing. Of course, everybody's got contracts, you know. Everybody's got, you know, a lot of technology. But I'll tell you what's special about AmeriLife is the people. It's you. It's Orca. It's Chase. It's Scotty Elliott. It's the people. It's the people. That's what makes AmeriLife the best. You have good, honest people. And that means a lot in this business. Unfortunately, you know, there's some bad apples out there, and we don't have them at AmeriLife. That's good.
Oh, just on that note, I remember when we were first beginning that relationship with AmeriLife, and it was Mike Vitri that said to us, yeah, there are bad apples out there. We don't let them in this family. And it's so true, right? We've always said, if I've got this product and you've got this product, what's the difference? If we're both selling the same thing, what's the difference? The difference is me. The difference is you. And you're so spot on with that. You know, the people make the difference throughout everything, I believe.
Absolutely. And we've heard it since day one. This is a relationship business, okay? You know, if you're hiring and you're training, love on your people. Guess what? I know you're tired and they need some more help, and you don't want to get back out there and help them. But you can't love on people enough. You can't train them enough. It all comes back and helps you. I mean, it really does. It's going to benefit you, right? The more we pour into them, and the more successful they're going to be, the more successful our agency is going to be.
Absolutely. Crystal, thank you. I want to say thank you so much for pouring into all of our listeners today. Do you have any words of wisdom to leave with our listeners as far as maybe they're looking for a new business, maybe they feel stuck in the business, in their current business platform that they're in? Any last words that you'd like to say?
I would love to encourage you to do something. A lot of times when IMOs talk to us or people try to get us to do things, you know, they're kind of looking at production. I want to encourage you guys to really learn the retirement space because it helps people. The people that we're seeing in final expense, I just want to share one story with you. They don't know how to access their money, and the companies that have control of their money don't want to let go of it because they make percentages off their money every month. There are so many people, guys, that don't know how to take their 401ks and protect them from the market, lock them in at 5% and create a monthly check. I've got so many stories of people that I have helped. And guess what? And it's a great payday too. Okay. So those of you that are out there in final expense, I want to encourage you, try to find the money, and you can find the money just like this. When you get done with final expense or Medicare, say, hey, I'm basically your personnel department when you retire. I just helped you today with your life insurance or Medicare or both. I also do some retirement planning. You know, I'm just curious. You've already asked them, where do you work? How long you live there? Hey, just curious, did you ever contribute to any retirement accounts when you're working? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, awesome. What'd you do with it? How much is there? I'm just curious because I help people every day protect and grow their money and also create an income check. And just if you can find the money, I'm sure David and Lindsay, and even I'll help David and Lindsay, we can kind of help navigate from there. You're going to be shocked, guys, if you'll start asking that question of how many of your clients have money. Because I remember when they first started talking to us about annuities, and I'm like, they must not be in the same houses as me. They must not be going where I'm going, because there's no way. Guys, the people that have the hoarders, the people that have the roof that's fallen in, they got $100,000 in the 401k. They got $30,000 in a CD that's not doing anything. And you know, I told Lindsay, you know, that I would be happy to come up and do my strength is training. Okay. Her strength is recruiting. So I said, hey, I'll come up there and help you guys help, you know, learn some annuities. I'd love to come up there and visit with y'all. And I said, look, just when you're recruiting, get me like two or three agents. I'll be happy. You know, so that's leaning on each other's strengths. You know, I just want to be on a computer interviewing all day. I want to be training agents and I want to be selling business. That's my strength. That's my passion.
I love that you shed a new light on who we are. We are now our client's personnel department. I like
it. Yeah, I'm your personnel department, basically.
And that's what they want. They need one.
Look, if you need anything, you call me. They call me about everything. It's so funny. I mean, it's just funny. They call me about things that I don't even do, but I'll get them a contractor. I'll find them a lawyer. Like, I'm just their girl. Like, they love me. I tell them, I say, look, if anybody calls you, do not talk to anybody about final expense. Do not talk to anybody about Medicare. Do not talk about anybody about retirement. And what you tell them? You tell them that your daughter, Crystal, handles everything. And you can give them my number, you know.
Yeah, that's how you make yourself part of the family. And you've laid that out for us today. I appreciate all the wisdom, Crystal.
Yes.
That was fun.
Well, y'all got tons of wisdom. And I don't even know how I'm on a podcast. And I don't even know how this app's working and all this technology is working. But I feel pretty excited that I got on today.
And you crushed it. Yeah, it was beautiful. We appreciate you being here so much.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you to all our Hype listeners, and we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.